Welcome to the Adult Child of Dysfunction podcast, where we untangle the past, rewrite the present, and reclaim our future. I am your host, Tammy Vincent, and together we will break free from old patterns, heal wounds, and create new narratives. Are you ready to transform the effects of your dysfunctional past into your superpowers? Are you excited to get back in touch with your true, authentic self? If so, then hit subscribe and join me weekly on the Adult Child of Dysfunction podcast. Here we will learn from experts as well as experienced thrivers how to turn our trials into smiles while living our most authentic and joyful lives. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Adult Child of Dysfunction. Today we have with us a very special guest, Carolyn Boris. I'm going to read a little of her bio here, and I like it because it starts, "I packed my bags." So she packed her bags, left everything that was familiar, and moved halfway around the world. Why? Because she was desperate for relief. She had felt that she had been in education for more than 20 years. She had experienced anxiety, panic, and dread when faced with work-life imbalance, unrealistic expectations, and the feelings of guilt and failure because she wanted something better for her life. The thought of being there for another 15 years was incomprehensible to her. So she went to become an international educator, and she had done that for almost 20 years, but taking such drastic measures is not doable for everyone. Changing the scene doesn't necessarily change the details. So she's now doing something very cool, and I'm going to let her tell you about it. But basically, she talks about a much simpler and faster way for affecting healthy change. Her goal is to help educators who are experiencing burnout and stress and restore their self-esteem and confidence and to reclaim their personal power using proven methods and techniques that she knows will give life-changing results. She talks about rapid transformational therapy, RTT, and how it has a powerful transformative effect on helping to shift limiting beliefs that hold you back from reclaiming your self-esteem, confidence, sense of purpose, and personal power, so that you, her clients, can have the life that you envision. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I was going to say, you didn't know it sounded that good when you wrote it out, did you?
Well, I know. I was thinking, okay, I think I want to talk to this person.
Right?
Well, yeah. For your listeners, I connected with Tammy through the Adult Child of Alcoholics group. Can we call
realm.
It a group?
Yeah. The world.
Exactly. Around the world. Yes. I come from two alcoholic parents, and you know, there were five kids in the family, and none of us got out unscathed. So we've all had to forge our own road. And we've all had to deal with those consequences. Now, it's true. Yes, I'm an educator. I've been in education for more than 45 years. I've just stepped out of the classroom at the end of this school year because I'm going to focus on helping teachers with RTT. And let me tell you just a bit of my journey. So about 20 years ago, I was looking at turning 50. And at that time, 50 seemed like a really big number. And I was not happy where I was, because where I was living in Canada, it was very expensive. And I couldn't afford to do anything. I couldn't afford to go out. I was driving a 15-year-old car with 250,000 kilometers on it. And I thought, well, if it breaks down, what am I going to do? I don't have the money to buy another car. And so while all of that was happening in my personal life, the thing that was happening in my professional life was that every time I walked into the staff room, it didn't matter what school I was in, the only talk you ever heard was people talking about how many years and months and weeks and days they had until retirement. And I thought, well, if I'm going to retire at 65, that's another 15 years from now, I there's no way I can continue to listen to this misery. Everybody sounded miserable. And so I thought, I need to do something about this. And it was around that time that I discovered the world of international teaching. Up until then, I had no idea that it existed. I mean, how would I know? This was 20 years ago, and you know, look at the things we can do with Google and the internet and whatnot now. So anyhow, I decided to go international. And that's what Tammy said is absolutely true. I packed my bags and I left everything and I moved halfway around the world. I spent 12 years in Singapore. I spent 3 years in the Middle East, and I'm now in my fifth year in Vietnam. And I have to say that these 20 years of international teaching saved my life physically, mentally, and emotionally, because the international teaching gig is totally different than back home. It's not rainbows and unicorns all the time. I mean, it depends where you go, what country you go to, what school you go to, and it's not for everybody. It really isn't. But that's what has allowed me to stay in teaching. And I'm, you know, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be 70. And that's why I've been able to teach this long. And so when I was in Singapore and I was turning 50, and I thought, well, 50 is a big number. So how can I make this meaningful? So I decided that my 50s were going to be my decade of adventure. And I had wonderful travel adventures that I never would have been able to have had I stayed at home. I also had professional opportunities that I never would have had at home. And so as I was starting to look at 60, I thought, well, 60 is a really big number. Well, now what? And I thought, well, I guess my 60s are going to be my decade of more adventure. And so I've had more adventure. And now that I'm within a few weeks of turning 70, I was thinking, well, what are my 70s now going to be? And I decided my 70s are going to be my decade of my second brilliant career doing the RTT and the hypnotherapy. And my 80s are going to be my Yoda years, because I hope I have some wisdom by then. And my 90s, well, I don't know what my 90s are going to be. I haven't decided yet. So that was my trajectory. And I have to say that, you know, moving halfway around the world is not for everybody. Not everybody can do that. I know that. But it was available. It was available to me. And so it was about five years ago, I ended up having a health scare. And I was one of the fortunate people that, you know, that came out on the other side. And as I was thinking about, well, why was I given a second chance? Because I know so many people don't get a second chance. And as I was pondering this, I came across RTT, Rapid Transformational Therapy. And as I explored it, I thought, wow, this is really great, because I'd always been interested in hypnotherapy and how the brain works and how the mind works. So I did the training, loved the training, found out exactly how powerful it is. And after I had the training, I thought, well, now what do I do with this? And then as I was thinking about it more and more, I thought, that's what I'm going to do with my second chance. Mm-hmm. This is how I'm going to make that second chance count. I am going to use this to help. Who do I know? I know teachers. Right. I know teachers. I know education. I talk teacher talk. And we all know that teachers and education are an absolute crisis. And so This is how I'm using my second chance. It's to help my colleagues, because they need help. And, you know, Tammy, I've been reading several teacher Facebook threads, and it's absolutely shocking what some of these teachers are reporting, the things that they're having to go through. And a while ago, one teacher, and then a few after that, said, well, I found my tree. I had no idea what that was. And when I asked, they said they found a tree that they're going to drive into to incapacitate themselves, not too much, but just enough to get off work. And I didn't know what to say to that. I was so shocked, but that is heartbreaking if that's the state that our teachers are in. And actually, on this thread, there was a teacher from the UK who said, well, in the UK, we don't talk about finding a tree. We talk about finding a wall or finding a bridge.
Well, and it's
How can
just
that
disheartening
be?
that you have to even think that. I mean, that it's
Yes.
disheartening that somebody that that's a conversation that's even going around.
Yes.
Yeah, I
Yes.
mean,
It's heartbreaking. And
heartbreaking.
you know, when you think that a classroom is like it's like a corporation. You know, the CEO at the top is the teacher. And so we all know that the corporation, the business, is only as good as the person at the top.
Right.
Well, if that person at the top, that teacher, is in such a state of stress and panic and anxiety that they're running out of the room in the middle of class to go to the bathroom to cry, or they drive up to the school in the morning and they cannot get out of their car because they can't face going into the building, or they're thinking about what tree they're going to drive into on their way home. Well, how much teaching and learning is going on in the classroom, in that kind of classroom?
That's what I said. So it's like a no-win for really anybody because it's the teachers. Yes, they're struggling and they're hurting and they're this and that. But at the end
Exactly.
of the day, those children that they're guiding and leading and supposed to be mentoring and loving on are our future. I mean,
Exactly.
and they're, you know, and where I'm coming from also, and this is the exact reason I got out of teaching because I saw it, you know, I saw it right away though. And I know, like you were saying how sometimes you get in and you're in for 30 years and you've got tenure and you've got benefits and you've got a
Yes.
pension. I never got to that point, thank goodness, because to me it wouldn't have
Yes.
mattered. To me,
Yes.
it just wouldn't have mattered. I would have walked away from everything because my happiness and my sanity is worth everything.
Yes.
But
Yes.
I
Yes.
see how people get stuck, but it's
Yes.
everybody is taking the brunt of it. So I love what you're
Yes.
doing because there's
And
actually an organization here in the United States, and it's Child Help, and they
okay.
go around and they teach, you know, they raise money and they help children and at, you know, at risk
Sure.
children and everything. But their main focus, I believe it was last year, was all about teacher wellness.
Well, thank goodness,
And
because
yeah, I love
so
that. No, go ahead.
well, thank goodness, because do you know, it absolutely annoys me that when school districts and schools talk about PD, the only PD they talk about is, you know, standards, report cards, assessment, it's that stuff. Nobody ever talks about PD as being wellness for teachers, because we know if the person at the top is not doing well, then all of that flows down.
Yep.
And so, and I don't mean, well, you know, you read in some of the documents that districts put out, oh yes, schools and they're supposed to provide teacher wellness, but that's never outlined. What exactly do you mean by that, and how are you going to do it? And it's not. And some schools think teacher wellness is once a quarter or once a term. Instead of having a staff meeting after school, teachers can go and get a massage. What's that? That is not teacher wellness.
Right.
You know, and I don't know. I mean, people are so just trying to hang on by their fingernails, by a thread, that how you can't count on support from your colleagues a lot of the time, because everybody's in the same boat.
Right.
Everybody's experiencing the Sunday night scaries, you know, the anger, the irritability, the exhaustion, the fatigue, the oh my God, here we go, another round of report cards. I mean, you know what that's like, all the time and effort that takes. And you know, the work-life imbalance is just getting worse. They keep putting things on teachers' plates, but they don't take anything away.
Right.
Well, how does that work? You know, and some teachers, this also to me is shocking. On some of these Facebook groups, teachers are reporting that there's some report that it's their school, and some people say it's their school district. But now they've, in some places, they've taken away teachers' desks and they can't sit down. They have to teach from a podium. Well, if you're teaching kindergarten, how do you teach from a podium, for one thing? And how is that health and safety? What happens if you're pregnant? What happens if you just broke your leg? What happens if you have back problems? I mean, I just had a complete knee replacement. I couldn't stand up all day and teach. I teach drama. I couldn't stand up all day. And I would, and that begs the question, the people who make those decisions, do they have a desk in their office?
Right.
That's what I don't know. Do they get
probably
to sit down?
Probably.
How is that supposed to improve teaching and learning? Yes. Really? And you know, the thing is, the people who are making these decisions, when was the last time they were in a classroom? Maybe never, or maybe, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And, you know, so I want to say to these people who think they can tell me what to do in the classroom, get behind me and line up with all the other people who want to tell me what to do. Because lots of people want to tell you what should happen in the classroom. They all think they know because everybody's gone through school. But that's as ridiculous as me saying, I've sat in a doctor's office several times, so I feel that I have the perfect right to tell the doctor how to do an appendectomy because I've been in his office.
Right.
You know, I mean, really. And so I think that we as teachers, I think we've been expecting for a long time for the help to come from out there, from the people out there. But those people out there don't understand the 3 gazillion hats we wear every day in the classroom. They don't understand what the nuances are, what the demands are. They can tell us the black and white stuff like the standards and the curriculum and all that stuff, but they don't know anything else about what we do. And they don't understand that if you are a first grade teacher, for example, if all of your kids make it to the bathroom and back in the day without getting lost, that's your win for the day.
Right.
They don't understand that. And
right.
So I think that, you know, we've been expecting people out there to fix what's wrong. And yeah, they can do some things. They can fix some things. But I think at the grassroots level, we as teachers need to start looking for some solutions so that we can manage our stress, our anxiety, our irritability, our insomnia,
you could go on and on about all the things.
Exactly.
But tell us about RTT, because I mean it just all of that summed up in like 10 words is you can't pour from an empty cup. And
that's
if the teachers
exactly
are
right.
empty, they can't do their jobs
flat
that's out
exactly right.
Bar none. So
That's
talk
right.
About some of the things that you do with your clients to help
yes.
them.
Yes. So with my clients, and I think with teachers, for example, you know, so many of them are experiencing stress, anxiety, panic attacks, looping thoughts. They're experiencing lack of motivation. Because, I mean, you know, if you can't stand your job, why would you be motivated? And yet some people want to change careers, but they have imposter syndrome because they think that nobody out in corporate or wherever is going to hire them because they're just a teacher. So therefore, they're not motivated to go and find something else. And they can't set goals for getting out of the profession because they've got imposter syndrome and they have lack of self-esteem and lack of confidence. And so many of these things are interrelated, I think.
Right.
I, I, I think that it reminds me of, a spider web. And I think, and what I found is, if you collapse one of those issues, sometimes a few other issues resolve themselves as well. Not all the time, because everybody's different and everybody's issues are different. But very often, you touch on one thing and, oh, you wake up and go, oh yeah, well, yeah. Okay. And that thing is resolved as well. So the really beautiful thing about RTT is that using hypnosis, we access the subconscious and we get to the limiting belief. What is that belief that is holding you back from looking for another job? From why are you being held back? Why are you not being motivated? And so quite often when we go back to where you first came or where you first believed that limiting belief, quite often it's in childhood, not all the time, but quite often. And the thing is, if you think that every incident equals a belief, so everything that's happened to us, we formed a belief about ourselves. So if your brother called you fat when you were 10, you formed a belief about yourself. Or if you ran your first marathon in under the time that you formed a belief about yourself. So we've got all of these beliefs and we don't really realize how they're driving our behavior. And if you think of limiting beliefs are like an anchor. And an anchor to a boat is underneath the surface. You can't see it. You just know that the boat is stuck.
Right.
And so that's like our limiting belief. We don't know what's keeping us stuck. We just know that we're stuck. And when we're in the pit of despair, then we start thinking, well, like nothing in my life has ever turned out. My life is not working. This is not working. And we just start spinning. And it's the looping thoughts going round and round. But, if you can find out why you've got that limiting belief, and if you can come to understand it, then we can flip that limiting belief. And it's like cutting the chain that is holding the anchor to the boat. If you can cut that chain, then the boat is free. And so if you can flip that limiting belief, then you're free to live the life that you envision. Then people start remembering their superpowers. Then you can start remembering, oh, I got a PhD degree. Oh, I just got engaged. I bought my first house. I had my first baby. But when you're in the pit of despair, all you can think about and see is that your life is just not working. And it doesn't feel so you're ever going to get out. And so the thing with RTT is that it's rapid. The tools and techniques that we use to get at these limiting beliefs, because they're so powerful, that many times issues can be resolved in 1 to 3 sessions. Not all the time. Depends on the person, depends on the issue, but many times. And, you can use RTT also to deal with physical ailments. And I mean, that's not my wheelhouse, but that's a possibility as well. So, and also, as I'm thinking about it, another thing that is really common and really important is people have a fear of public speaking. So if you're trying to get out of teaching and have these interviews, but you're terrified of public speaking, well, how's that going to work for you? So there's that, right? So, low self-esteem, lack of confidence when administrators are constantly chipping away at you, chipping away, and parents and the media and the kids. And so you started off thinking you're a great teacher. And by the time you get to a certain point, you're going, I don't think I know how to do this job. I think I'm a terrible teacher. I just can't do it anymore.
Right. And you're not telling everybody to go out, have RTT, quit your job. That's not what you're saying. Because you can stand confidently and happily. There are happy teachers out there, the ones that are secure in their own mind.
And the thing is, some, like for me, I had to upend my whole life to make the changes that I want. But you don't, not everybody has to do that. You don't have to move halfway around the world. For some people, all they might need to do is to have a change in grade level. Maybe they need to change schools. Maybe they need to move across the city. Maybe they need to change school districts. Maybe they need, if possible, to move across the state or the province. Maybe move across the country. Maybe move halfway around the world, or maybe get out of teaching completely. Like, there are so many options available, but it's not a be all and end all. It's not a 100% uproot.
No,
It's
and I
not.
mean it doesn't even have to be that big of a change. It can literally be
No.
just all of a sudden having the confidence to
Yes.
say to ask for something that you haven't asked for.
Yes, exactly. It's, or having the confidence to have boundaries, because
Right.
so many teachers keep saying yes to all the things that they're without realizing, no is an answer, and you're perfectly within your right to say no. So it's
Right.
having boundaries, and you're right, it's asking for help when you need help. But so many of us think that there's so much shame attached around to asking for help. I mean, that's a really great teacher next door. She's going to think like I'm complete. Look at her. She's great. She's going to think I'm totally useless. And what, you got a degree in teaching? Like, why are you asking me that? Do you know, it's all of that that goes through our head. And so it's asking for help. And when we are in such a state, we also forget the very simple things of, rest, taking a step back, rest, self-care. How many times are we so exhausted when we get home? And the thought of having to cook a nutritious meal, like you just can't,
Or
you
gratitude. You can throw
know?
gratitude,
Gratitude, mindfulness.
self-compassion.
Mindfulness, self-compassion, gratitude, asking for help, making sure you're hydrated, making sure you get a bit of exercise, making sure that you think about one or two hobbies that you've given up. And how about, I mean, teachers are great at time management because we're planners, because we have to be planners, but how many times have we let time management fall in our own personal life, where, if you want that time to have like an hour to yourself, okay, plan that, put that in your plan book. We do that for other things,
My plan
but
book, my Google Calendar has little red blocks. And one day my husband said,
yes.
what is that red block? What are all those red blocks? I'm like, they literally say breathe.
Yeah,
Because I
yes.
know if I plug in an hour to breathe, nobody can book something.
Yes. Well, this is it. This is it. And it's having the confidence to say, no, I'm not going to work with these kids at recess because I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Right.
No, I'm not doing an after-school club this first because I've got to take my own kid to football or whatever it is.
Right, whatever it is, doesn't
So
matter.
exactly. No, I'm not doing extra meeting at lunch hour because I need to eat.
So for the listeners out there, because we were
Yes.
specifically talking to teachers, but put
Yes.
yourself in any situation, put yourself in any job, put yourself in your
Yes.
mind, just where are you right now?
Yes.
Think about where you are because
Yes.
all this same stuff applies.
I
I
was
was
just going to,
laughing when you
yes.
said the part about the self-care because I have a neighbor who is a engineer for Lockheed Martin and NASA and all these engineers and all this stuff. And they were talking about self-care and all this stuff. And they did exactly that. They literally had people come into the plant and do massage, like chair massages for them. And
Yes.
they're like,
Yes.
no, that's not the fix all. Like,
Yeah.
I was
No, exactly
laughing.
right. Yeah.
It
That's
just made
right.
me kind of giggle that you said that you brought that up because I was like, yeah. I mean, everybody thinks that immediately if you've not really thought to yourself, what do I need? When people think self-care, they think
Yes.
a pedicure,
Yes.
nails, do your hair,
Yes.
But you know, I do my pedicure because it's an hour and a half that I don't have my phone. I just sit there and I just relax. Like that's my self-care. It has nothing to do with my toes, although they do look good. But
And you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to say, you know, for your listeners who maybe are not teachers, teachers have not cornered the market on stress and burnout. That's the
no.
thing, right? You know, so any of this can apply to a bus driver, to a paralegal, to a taxi driver. You know, anybody who's suffering from stress, burnout, anxiety, insomnia,
Imposter syndrome.
imposter syndrome, thank you, imposter syndrome, you know, lack of confidence, self-esteem, motivation, procrastination, not getting to your goals. You know, RTT, I can help for that. And the thing that I want, one of the really important messages I want to get across is that it's not necessary to go through this by yourself.
Right.
Help is available. You know, 30 years ago, I was in a situation, I was teaching, and the teaching situation was not great. And I was literally marking the days off the calendar until I was done. And it was, yes, it was a self-imposed prison. That's what it felt like. And I also marked the weeks on the calendar, how many weeks left of school. And you know, it didn't matter how many times I looked at the calendar, it still said 39 weeks until the end of school. And so I was so stuck, but I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where there was help. I mean, 30 years ago, where was there help? If there was help, how would I find it? And what help would have been available? Not like what we have today. You know, we can go online and we can find anything that we need. And so I would like to encourage anybody who is listening, you know, help is available. I had to go through it myself and it was not easy. It was tough, but help is available. And so I would like to invite people to take a look at my website. Can I mention that here
Yeah, and
now?
everything is going to be in the show notes, all of
Great,
your links that you
great,
give me, everything.
great,
So if people
great.
want to reach out, but yeah, tell them about
Sure,
your website.
sure. My website is carolynborishypnotherapy.com. I also have a Facebook page, Carolyn at carolynborishypnotherapy.com. And it's very easy to contact me. You can just jump on a call. And I would love to hear your stories. I would love to find out how I can help. And, you know, an introductory call is a quick 20-minute introductory call to find out, you know, how I could help. I think the thing is, when you think, if getting back earlier to that image of the teacher being at the top of that pyramid, and as we said earlier, if the teacher's not doing well, the kids aren't doing well, and that's going out into their homes and out into the community and the world at large. And so, in helping a teacher, it's like dropping a pebble into the water and it ripples out into the world at large. But you know, Tammy, I don't want to drop a pebble. I want to drop a boulder. I
Boulder.
want
Yeah, I was gonna
a
say.
boulder. I want those ripples to be 10 times exponentially huge as we can make them. I want to help as many of my colleagues as I can. I mean, I'm here to help. Let's face it, people need help.
They
And
do.
I call the program the Freedom Program because you can end up being free to live the life that you envision. And so the goal of the program is to help those who need it the most at a cost that's affordable. That's
Amen.
the thing.
Amen.
So,
And that's what we all need because I feel like you said, so much of it stems all. So I believe you said, you know, not all, but most. I very seldom run across anybody that it doesn't go all the way back to their childhood, the all of those beliefs. And they're just, and they get so ingrained so early and so young. And, but it's so liberating to know that rapidly you can get rid of them. You know, I remember when I discovered EFT tapping and I was like, wow, this is amazing. You know, and watch people that couldn't get on an airplane and all of a sudden they're skipping on the airplane and do, you know, all of these things. So like you said, there's help and you just have to, you know, like go home tonight if you're listening to this and close your eyes and just ask yourself, am I where I want to be? Because there is a big difference between surviving and thriving. And that's what this podcast is about.
Exactly. And I think, you know, too often we end up asking ourselves the wrong question. We end up asking, why does this always happen to me? Why do I always run into the same people? Why do I always end up in dead-end jobs and so on and so forth? The question that we need to be asking ourselves is, what do I need to do now?
Right.
As soon as you ask yourself that, then your brain starts generating options because your brain's job is to do what you're asking it to do. And you're asking, well, what do I need to do now? So now all these ideas are going to start happening. That's the most useful, powerful question to be asking. And as you said, so go tonight and ask, okay, if you're not where you want to be, what do you need to do to
get there? What do I do? Because there's a, you know, I always say you don't know what you don't know, and there's a power in awareness, but with awareness, you have to take action. You have to take action.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With knowledge comes power.
Yes.
That's the thing, right? And when you have knowledge in hypnotherapy, because you're finding out about these limiting beliefs, it's hugely powerful because then you can flip things and then you can look at what was holding you back. And then you can say, that's not me. That was never me. And it will never be me again because whatever it is, however you want to fill in that blank.
Right.
And that's where it comes from.
Exactly. And also not only is knowledge not just power, but it's responsibility because now it's a choice. Yes. Now everything is a choice now that you know, and you can go one direction or the other, and you're either going towards your goal or you're going away from it. You're not standing still ever.
Exactly. And the thing is, I think that, you know, so often when we are in the pit of despair and, you know, we talk to our friends, for example, well, here's the thing. Our friends don't want to hear about it after a while. They just don't want to hear about it. And the other thing is, that's your friends. It's not their job to get you out of the pit of despair. I mean, they can listen to you, but after a while, they don't want to listen to you. And so you've got to do something about it because, you know, you can't, and we were talking earlier about, you can't make a career out of feeling sorry for yourself and having the pity party, right? So you need to do something.
Right.
You need to do something.
And I talk, you know, even to kids, I teach them, you got to be your own superhero. You've said that you used that word a little bit in the beginning. And I love that because somebody might not ever come and save you from where you are. You have to have it inside in your heart and just the willingness and the desire to want to have, to be better have better.
That's right. And I've quite often said to kids over the years, who is the boss of you? I'm not the boss of you. Your mom's not the boss of you. You're the boss of you. So as an adult, who's the boss of you?
Right.
You know, so, and so anyhow, there's help out there.
Well, thank you so much. So, so much for coming. And like I said, I'll put all of those links and everything in the show notes, and anything you want to offer, we'll drop in there for all the listeners out there.
Oh, I know. I forgot. On my website, if you go on the website, I have two free audio downloads that people can have. One is a short, quick meditation visualization to get calm if you don't have very much time. The other is about a 20-minute progressive muscle relaxation if you have more time.
Nice.
I also have a teacher burnout quiz you might be interested in taking. And also I have something called SOS it's a teacher toolkit, 10 quick techniques and strategies to relieve stress. And that's all free. So
perfect. Absolutely perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And for everybody else out there listening, you got an earful today. So lots of tips, lots of tricks, lots of if you're a teacher or you're not a teacher. I mean, we all go through the same stuff. We're all out there in this crazy world just trying to navigate it. But remember, you are your own superhero. And you have a blessed day and come back next week. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Adult Child of Dysfunction podcast. If this episode resonated with you or you think someone else could benefit from what you heard, why not share it with someone you care about? Let's heal from our past and take back control of our lives together. If you're interested in learning more, head on over to www.tammyvincent.com for a free chapter of my book, Surviving Alcoholic Parents. While you're there, be sure to catch my invigorating seminar, Awakening Your Authentic Self. Together, we will rewrite our stories and turn trials into triumphant smiles. Until next time, keep embracing your strength, keep being you, and know that you are more than enough. You are way more than enough right here, right now.